Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Tax cut, stocks soar.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. A change in tax law in China helped boost the Shanghai Composite Index today. It got a 9.3% bump, its biggest percentage gain ever. The tax cut makes it cheaper to buy and sell stock. It's a reduction of a surcharge imposed last year to cool down the red-hot Chinese markets. This morning in Switzerland, Credit Suisse reported a worse-than-expected quarter with $5 billion in write-downs. Meanwhile, on Wall Street Wednesday, shares in Apple soared as iPod and iPhone sales boosted company net profits by a juicy 36%. The Dow closed up 42 to 12,763. The Nasdaq closed up 28 to 2405. And the S&P up 4 to 1379. Late last night, the House approved a bill that will change the definition of small business and allow venture capitalists to buy up to 49% of one. The legislation still needs to pass the Senate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The definition of a small business is important because the federal government is required to award a portion of all contracts to mom-and-pop firms. American Small Business League President Lloyd Chapman says under the new definition, small businesses without deep-pocketed friends would be at a big disadvantage.
In order to get federal small business contracts, they'd have to compete with firms that were controlled by some of the wealthiest venture capital firms in the country. You can imagine how that would turn out.
But some entrepreneurs have told the House Committee on Small Business they need venture capital to grow. Speaking at a recent hearing, the committee's chairwoman, Nidia Velasquez, said small businesses wouldn't be controlled by their investors.
Limitations are placed on the venture capital company, including its size and its control by larger corporations.
Chapman says Velasquez favors the legislation because she took campaign contributions from venture capitalists. Velasquez's office says she wasn't motivated by the money. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
It is hard for downtown Las Vegas to compete with the glitzy nearby Strip, but the city is trying with a $6 billion project that includes a Frank Gehry-designed brain research center and residential space. Today, workers break ground on some needed infrastructure improvements for the project, right in the midst of an epic housing bust. Jeremy Hobson reports the gamble still might pay off.
The project, called Union Park, is funded almost entirely by private money, and that's part of the reason it just might work, says Jeff Soule of the American Planning Association.
The importance of the balance between the city setting the framework and then encouraging developers to come in and play a role in that overall vision, I think that's the only way great cities are developed.
Soule says the project is attractive to investors because of its comprehensive plan and because of its location in an existing and walkable downtown area. But there's another reason Vegas can keep a massive project like Union Park going during a downturn. Cheering up economically depressed people is what the city does best, says Vegas real estate expert Stephen Botfeld.
Think of it this way. Las Vegas is to the 21st century what movies were to the 1930s. We are where people will go when things are bad.
As long as that remains the case, the project will be able to stay on target for completion in 2018. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. By Medtronic, working for healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More ThriveQ.com.
Chinese state media estimates that $60 billion worth of foreign direct investment will flow into China this year. But it's not just for the export sector anymore. A whole new wave of entrepreneurs is racing to tap China's domestic market. From Nanjing, Jamila Trindle reports on one such entrepreneur trying to sell the Chinese on Italian delicacies.
The arts to make a salame is have a good meat, good recipe, and then dry.
Matteo Gonella has a passion for making salami. And to make it in China, that's exactly what you need, he says. Passion and patience. He's standing in a meat locker in Nanjing, surrounded by hundreds of pounds of drying meat from his factory.
This is the bresaola, and that is salame.
Gonella spends most of his days moving between his office and the factory floor. Wearing a white lab coat over his pinstriped wool suit, he's personally overseeing quality control.
Like a flow chart, yes or not. If yes, we go on. If it's not, we stop. Why is not? Who is the fault? What's happened? Who make what? Like that.
Gonella and his company, Fratelli Beretta, are among a growing number of foreigners coming to China with new products to break into the massive Chinese domestic market. James McGregor, author of the book 1 Billion Customers, has watched things change over the past 20 years.
Everybody came in here to manufacture for export, but their real dream was the domestic market. And China tried to get them to manufacture for export and keep them out of this market. But step by step, foreign products have invaded China, and they're doing very well.
But will Chinese consumers develop a taste for salami?
Remember, they used to say Chinese people don't eat cheese. They don't like cheese. Well, walk down the street and look at all the Pizza Huts. Yeah, they'll accept salami.
Outside Nanjing University, students line up at food carts. And a few were willing to taste salami.
The flavor is a little strong, but China is full of people with different tastes.
Matteo Gonella, in the middle of building a bigger factory, is betting that at least some of them will learn to like salami.
When the people taste, I'm sure that they like.
In Nanjing, I'm Jamila Trindle from Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.